I wanted very much to please him. I showed him my old treehouse and told him about the Roman numerals I had etched into the floor with Pa's letter opener. "Let's see," he said, and pulled himself up the trunk, pulling bits of bark off with him. "What were you counting?" he called down, squatting on the planks, reaching out his arm to steady his balance. "The years until I was 16.
Poor Lala."
He poked his head out and pulled a face.
"Poor Lala. Gosh, you can see for miles up here."
I saw him scanning the back of the house and those nasty, uptight little gorse bushes that ran alongside the path to the kitchen doors.
"Don't suppose it could come quick enough. Typical of the idle aristocracy, really, all this. They plunder the land for centuries on end, nothing more than a bunch of bandits, and then they let it all fall apart. Why don't they do something? My father would turn this place around in no time. How can they bear to let it all collapse around their ears?"
He jumped down then and got to his feet with a look of modest triumph on his face.
"Didn't think I'd make that,"
he told me, rubbing the green stains from his coat.
"Shall we go in then? Say hello. I'm rather curious. Oh, and Lala, thank you for showing me your treehouse."
And he laughed and swung his arm across my shoulders. He showed no signs of feeling anxious or nervous. He strode into the drawing room, wet trousers flapping around his ankles, with a steady smile and his hand outstretched. Ma and Pa were sitting in their winged back chairs, each nursing a pre-lunch whiskey. Ma was flicking through one of her fashion magazines and tutting in disapproval, while Pa was keeping time to the ticking clock by tapping his foot against the fender. They looked up in surprise, and I, always the coward, hung back behind Paul.
"Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Trelling. I'm Paul Lovell, friend of Laura's," he said,
just like that. They rose to the moment in a way that made me almost proud of them. Pa insisted Paul sit down and take a drink with them, and there was a bit of fuss about trying to find him a clean glass. One was found on the sideboard, and I saw my father pull his shirt out of his trousers and whiz it round the inside of the glass when he thought no one was looking.
"How intriguing," Ma said, leaning forward. "Wherever did you meet?"
"At Charlotte Locke's party," Paul said, smiling over at me and nestling down into the red sofa, crossing one leg over the other.
He tugged at his trousers.
"Sorry, got rather wet. Beautiful garden, though, Mrs. Trelling."
Ma took the compliment with a gracious bowing of her head.
"Yes, we're frightfully lucky to have it."
"This is a lovely room."
"Thank you, Paul," she purred.
I could not see her behind the wing of her chair. I could only see her legs in their black trousers crossed in front of her, and then see her recrossing them again, slowly, and her hand smoothing down the leg to her ankle.